Spotlight on Abuse, Episcopal Teacher Nathan Campbell. Episcopal School of Dallas, ESD, teacher Nathan Campbell narrowly escaped prison time in 2011 by entering a plea bargain under which he was sentenced to 10 years probation and the requirement that he register as a sex offender for life. Just weeks earlier, a Dallas jury returned a verdict in favor of the victim and her family of $9.2 million in actual and punitive damages. Prosecutors alleged that Campbell, then married to another teacher at the school, repeatedly sexually assaulted a student at the school. Campbell was caught engaging in inappropriate activity with the student in a car. ESD initially promised full support for the student, but soon after expelled her on the basis that she needed a fresh start. Attorneys for the plaintiff identified numerous red flags ignored by the school, including more than 7,000 texts from Campbell to the victim, and registration for a hotel room on a school credit card. Moreover, as reported in LegalNews.com, a damning email emerged, in which school officials acknowledged trying to force the student to withdraw. The most explosive piece of evidence at trial, said Aldis, attorney for the plaintiff, was an email from the head of the upper school, Aaron Mayo, to the chief academic officer, Rebecca Royal, produced only a week before trial. The email recommended that the school insist on getting Jane Doe's father to sign a withdrawal for his daughter, because, I don't want the girl haunting our hallways with her sad story. During the course of litigation, allegations of sexual misconduct and cover-up arose involving other teachers. Campbell's sex offender entry is at https://public.dps.texas.gov/sexoffenderregistry/search/rapsheet?mark.sid=0863750 As of 2023, his residence is listed as 9801 Royal Lane, Apt 808, Dallas, Texas, 75231. Head of school, the Reverend Steve Swan, was implicated in a previous effort to cover up abuse at the school.